Hey, grown-ups. Power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder,
where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a
super tiny announcer.
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Dennis, it's freezing in here.
Yeah, what's going on, Dennis? Backstage at the studio feels like Antarctica.
Well, it's going to be a chilly episode of Two What's in a Wow today. The theater heater is broken.
What?
What?
Yeah, a certain someone let their cousin build a bird's nest in the blower motor. Yes, I'm talking about you, Reggie.
Humans were not designed to withstand these sub-zero temperatures, Dennis.
Oh, Guy, it's only 60 degrees in here.
Maybe to a polar bear it is.
Well, the heating technician can't come out until Tuesday, so you're just gonna have to adapt.
Wait, adapt?
Huh?
Adapt, that's it. Just like polar bears have developed certain adaptations to help them adapt to freezing climates, so have we humans, Guy Raz. Or at least we've learned to mimic them.
Oh, you mean like wearing sweaters that act like warm fur?
Yes, or...
or sweater vests.
Well, yeah, that too, but...
or sweater coats.
Guy, quit dreaming about sweaters. We've got a show to do.
Ooh, I almost forgot.
You there, sweat those shirts. And you, flip those flops. And Reggie, ice all the cream. We're going live in 3, 2, 1.
And now, for everyone's favorite game show, it's Two What's and a Wow.
Two What's and a Wow.
Two What's and a Wow.
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the what's. And the category for today is adaptation.
What?
Adaptation. It's how living things change based on their situations.
You know, like how warm fur on polar animals is part of what helps them to survive and thrive.
Now, Mindy, why don't you remind our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, in each of our 3 rounds today, Guy Raz and I will present you with 3 scientific statements about adaptations. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up wow.
In each round, if you guess correctly, congratulations, you get a point.
But if you guess incorrectly, you must stop, drop, and do a ridiculous physical challenge.
Okay, everyone ready to start the game?
Great, let's do it.
Okay, round one. Which of the following statements is a true scientific wow? Is it A, 30,000 years ago, wild dogs had thumbs to help them fight predators?
Or is it B, certain trees can turn themselves into cacti if planted in a desert?
Or is it C, during a drought, African lungfish can survive without water?
When you think you have the correct answer, breathe it onto a window and write it in the fog. Reggie, cue the thinking music.
Mm-hmm. time is up. Let's reveal the winning wow.
And to do just that, joining us by phone, it's Blake from Michigan. Blake from Michigan, tell us, what's the wow?
My wow in the world is that during a drought, African lungfish will dig into the mud and coat themselves with a slime-like mucus that hardens to keep them alive during the drought.
Winner, winner, box of tissues for dinner!
Thank you, Blake. Contestants, if you guessed the answer C, that during a drought, African lungfish can survive without water, you found the winning wow. Congratulations!
You see, African lungfish have some bonkerballs adaptations to help them survive.
First of all, these fish have two lungs and can breathe air.
This is especially important since they live in floodplains and waterways that often dry up. But that's where their life-saving mucus comes in.
These lungfish will wrap themselves in a cocoon of their very own mucus.
Ooh!
This mucus cocoon can give them the protection they need to survive outside of water for a year or more.
In the meantime, they breathe using their lungs until rain refills its waterway.
Now, if you guessed correctly, congratulations! You get a point!
But if you did not guess correctly, you must stop, drop, and jump on one foot while spelling your name backwards.
Okay, on to round two. Which of the following statements is a true scientific wow? Is it A, some geckos lick their own eyeballs to keep their eyes moist in dry temperatures?
Or is it B, snowy owls cover themselves in their own poop to help camouflage themselves in snow?
Or is it C, flatulence is an adaptation that animals have developed as a defense mechanism?
I should note that flatulence is just a fancy word for that sound. Okay, when you think you have the correct answer, say it as slowly as you can.
Reggie, sound the thinking music.
And time is up.
It's now time to reveal the winning wow. With us is Ethan from New Zealand.
Ethan? Tell us, what's the wow?
My wow in the world is that a New Zealand green gecko has a powerful tongue that it licks its eyes to clean with.
Winner, winner, eyeballs for dinner! Meatballs for dinner!
Thank you, Ethan! Contestants, if you guessed the answer A, that some geckos lick their eyeballs, you found the winning wow. Congratulations! Geckos actually do this because most of them don't have eyelids.
No eyelids means that they can't blink, so they have to clean their eyes in other, more creative ways.
Licking their eyes also helps to keep them moist.
A plus for good thinking, geckos.
And wowzers, remember, if you didn't get the answer correct, we have a physical challenge for you.
If you did not pick the correct answer, you must stop, drop, and lick your own eyeball.
Ugh.
Wait, I almost got it.
Well, Mindy's attempting to lick her own eyeball. We should probably take a moment to thank one of our sponsors for today. Today's show is brought to you in part by Inside Out Burritos?
All the delicious fillings you love, but twice the mess.
Okay, time for round three. Which of the following statements is a true scientific wow? Is it A, goats sneeze to warn each other of danger?
Or is it B, elephants adapted big ears to cover their eyes while they sleep?
Or is it C, zebras have black and white stripes to help them match with everything?
When you think you have the correct answer, say it out loud in your favorite cartoon character's voice.
And we'll reveal the winning answer right after the break.
To What's in a While, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd. But we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Two What's and a Wow.
Two What's and a Wow.
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the what's.
Now, before the break, we left you with a dangling question for round three.
Which of the following statements is a true scientific wow?
Is it A, goats sneeze to warn each other of danger?
Or is it B, elephants adapted big ears to cover their eyes while they sleep?
Or is it C, zebras have black and white stripes to help them match with everything?
We've given you time to decide on the correct answer, and to reveal that winning wow now, please welcome Kaya from Canada!
Kaya, tell us, what's the winning wow?
Goats sneeze to warn each other, warn others of danger.
Winner, winner, gazoo-tite for dinner!
Thank you, Kaya! Contestants, if you guess the answer A, that goats sneeze to warn each other of danger, well, congratulations!
That's right! Goats use their super sneeze powers as a way of sounding the alarm when they feel that they're in danger.
But sometimes they just sneeze for sneezing's sake.
It must get really confusing around allergy season for goats.
Better to be safe than sorry, I guess.
I guess.
Well, if you guessed this round correctly, congratulations. Give yourself another point.
But if you did not guess correctly, you must stop, drop, find the nearest pair of shoes, put them on your hands, and clap three times.
What was that?
That sound can mean only one thing.
It can't be danger. I didn't hear any goats sneezing.
It means it's time for today's Bonker Balls bonus round. And the question for this round is...
What does the fox say?
I don't know. What does it say?
This is not a joke, Mindy. It's the bonus question.
Oh, right. And there's an answer?
Well, congratulations to all of our winning contestants on today's show.
And with that, we're sending everyone home today with a fabulous invisible prize. Reggie, roll out the prize generator. Here's the thing about the prize generator. I invented this thing as a way to get a surprise every time we turned it on. But the real surprise is that it spits out the surprise in three different parts, so it's kind of up to you to put it together.
So, in other words, it's broken?
It's broken. Reggie, ready to power this puppy up?
Is it supposed to be making that noise, Mindy?
All of our contestants today will be taking home their very own invisible pizza flavored panda pants!
Wait, what? Mindy, I really think you need to fix this prize generator.
Well, that's just about all the time we have for today.
But... before we go, we have a little steam-themed challenge for you we like to call Comfort to the Max.
We challenge you to invent something that would make your life a little bit more comfortable, a little easier.
Like a pair of shoes that massages your feet as you walk.
Or how about a bowl that cools your soup when it's too hot?
Whatever it is, Think about how this invention could help you and your fellow humans to adapt to new situations or surroundings.
And don't forget to take a photo or video of what you come up with. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures and videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
And be sure to come back on Monday for a brand new episode of Wow in the World, and again on Friday for a new episode of Two What's and a Wow.
Until then, keep on wow.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Wow in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Two What's in a Wow is executive produced by Meredith Halpern-Ranzer, Mindy Thomas, and me, Guy Raz.
Our writers are Anna Zagorski, Darnell Walker, Ruth Morrison, and Heba Gouda.
Sound production and design is by Marian Lozano, with help from our senior producer, Jed Anderson.
Special thanks to the rest of our team of tinkerers, including Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Henry Moskal, Jessica Bodie, Jacob Stein, and Jason Rabinowitz.
Our theme song was written and composed by The Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
And to keep the what's and the wows rolling, visit us at tinkercast.com. There you can find our 2 What's in a Wow Think and Tinker playbook, interactive Kahoot games, and info on becoming a member of the World Organization of Wowzers.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at 2 What's and a Wow, and our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
Finally, if you're a kid with a big wow to share, it could be used on an upcoming episode of 2 What's and a Wow. Call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening and playing along. Meet us back here on Monday for Wow in the World.
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.
Thanks for sticking around after the show. And now it's time for a special sneak peek at Tinkercast and Wondery's brand new podcast, Once Upon a Beat. You can listen to the first 6 episodes right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts. New episodes will be available everywhere starting May 1st.
What's up, what's up? I'm your fairy godfather of hip-hop, DJ Fuge. And over here is my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch. You ever think some of those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Well, we are over here digging through some crates of stories and tracks to bring you a fresh spin on the classics on our new podcast for kids and families, Once Upon a Beat. This is Once Upon a Beat.
It's time to take it back.
It's DJ Fuge.
Baby Scratch.
Remix the classic stories retold. Mystery and magic adventures unfold. Once Upon a Beat tells tales as old as time, but with brand new rhymes. And these classic tales all have a twist. We add some new beats and they get a remix. Rapunzel's got curly hair with a mind of its own. And Aladdin's got a genie trapped in his phone.
We used to do lamps, but now we better tech.
We got a little country mouse who couldn't be cuter. John Henry rap battles a hip-hop computer.
I searched for the worst rapper in my whole database and came up with this picture. Wow, that's your face.
The tortoise is working. The hare's taking selfies. And we got a whole pack of wolves just trying to be healthy.
Who wants roasted rutabaga?
Goldilocks got a voice that could rock the whole nation. And our big bad wolf is so busy, he needs a vacation.
I quit.
When classic tales and hip-hop meet, it's a whole new story. It's Once Upon a Beat. From Wondery and Tinkercast, creators of Who's Amazing Life and Wow in the World, comes Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen everywhere on May 1st, or you can binge the first 6 episodes early and ad-free on Wondery Plus starting on April 10th. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Once Upon a Beat!